Blog Talk Radio.
Talk and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing fine. Every day is a beautiful day, and we need to be thankful for each and every day that comes our way. We need to be thankful for all of the things that have come to us. Each of these things are a learning experience, a learning moment in our life, a time for us to step forward and to take charge of the things that are in front of us, and also to understand that sometimes we need to step back. Sometimes we need to reevaluate what's going on, and we need to also realize that we can't do it all. All of us have different niches, different strengths, different things that we need to do. Some of us are meant to be leaders. Some of us are not. Some of us want to be leaders, but we don't actually carry or have the chutzpah, the drive, or in some cases the respect of others in order to actually be leaders or to get them to that next stage. Now, mind you, leadership doesn't necessarily have to do with your level of knowledge or your level of intelligence. It has to do with your ability to move basically the masses, or for you to be able to get people to believe that you're the person to follow. And again, sometimes you may not be the person to follow. No matter how much you may want to be in possession of that gauntlet, no matter how much you want to be the leader, you just may not be that leader. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, we all need to realize that we all have different areas in which we can shine in. Some of us can shine in more areas than others. Some of us shine in a few less. That doesn't mean that we don't shine just as brightly as those people that shine in areas that we may be lacking in the areas that we actually do shine in. So, today, Blog Talk, we're going to talk about the journey. The journey is what I call the journey of life. Now, most of us are very much in control of our heaven, and we're very much in control of our hell. First off, please understand that success is something that all of us possess the ability to create. It's something that all of us have the ability to achieve. But there's different levels of success for different people. And there's different types of success for different people. Again, we are all special. We all bring different things to the party, or we all bring different things to, you know, the world that we live in and the people that we live in. Not everybody can be a singer, no matter how much they may love to sing. Not everyone can be a composer, a writer. Not everyone can be a tutor, teacher, a mentor. Not everyone can be tall. Not everyone can be short. Not everyone can be a lot of things. But in all of those things that a lot of us can't be, there are millions upon millions of things that we could be if we would only apply ourselves. Many, many things that we could achieve if we would only apply ourselves and understand that success doesn't necessarily come by accident. Success comes by constantly trying and constantly working and constantly maneuvering ourselves to the point to where success becomes a habit. And how does success become a habit? Success becomes a habit because we've set ourselves up to where the things that bring success are the habits that we've brought into our lives. So in the end of all of that trial and that effort and all of those things that we've done, what have we been able to do? We've been able to find success in the particular areas in which we were looking for success. You ever notice that a lot of people find success in areas that they really weren't looking for? That a lot of people have strengths that others don't have, and we wonder why some people have those successes and some don't. Well, I believe, again, I'm not an expert on success, but I believe that one of the reasons that we find that success, or that some people find that success, is because they've done those things that the other people just didn't want to do. They've created success in their lives because they found a way to bring it into their lives. They found a way to make it a part of their essence, to make it a part of what's going on in their lives. So they found that success that they were looking for. Again, success doesn't happen by accident. It's a series of events that take place. And in that series of events, certain things come out of it. You know, I mean, if you've never been a runner and you don't exercise, you don't expect to run and jump and beat somebody that practices every day, do you? Of course you don't. And why don't you? Because you haven't prepared for it. You're not in the position because you haven't put in the work. All right? You don't expect to be a great singer if you don't sing, if you don't practice singing, if you don't do the things necessary to work your vocals. Which was really interesting because today I actually met with a lady, a Miss Fran. It was a very nice conversation. I actually enjoyed it, and I learned a bunch of things. Well, I'm going to use Miss Fran as an example because Miss Fran is a coach. And what she coaches is she coaches people on how to speak and how to present themselves and how to take the knowledge that they have in their heads and then take that knowledge and be able to not only put it on paper, but to also be able to auditorially let people know, to stand up in front of people and let them know what's going on, to share the wealth of knowledge that they have, but up until they meet Miss Fran, are unable to truly articulate their great levels of knowledge, their great levels of experience, their great levels of their abilities as a whole. So through Miss Fran and by them, you know, hiring Miss Fran and getting her to help them, you know, with their goals to improve their speaking and their writing and all of those things, you know, they're able to achieve those goals, those dreams, and those things that they want to achieve. And, you know, in talking to Miss Fran, just today, actually, you know, it was a very interesting conversation because she brought some things to light that up until talking to her, I hadn't thought about. You know, I am a natural English-speaking American, so I don't think about different culturalistic difficulties that people may have, like if you're from Spain or if you're from Germany or, you know, how the different dialects work. Another thing that Ms. Fran said, and this comes back to what I was talking about before, is that if you weren't raised in America and you don't pronounce your words the way that an American pronounces its words, when you come here, if you're from France or someplace like that, when you come here, there's a whole different muscle memory, as in facial muscles that you use and vocal muscles and tones and tonality and all of those different things. And I found it to be very fascinating. And the reason that it was fascinating is because, again, you know, you meet somebody that doesn't speak English well, even though you may not speak another language at all, at least they speak your language, you know, somewhat, even though it may not be as clear as possible. But anyway, the concept that I got from Ms. Fran was that even though these people are here trying to learn English, and are doing English, they have sometimes a poor pronunciation because of the way that they move their mouths, because of the way that they, you know, they speak. The type of words that they use, they don't use the same vowels, the same O's, A's, and A's as we do, you know, so their pronunciation is totally different. So since their pronunciation is totally different and the words that they pronounce and the emphasis on said words are totally different, it's going to be harder for them to speak English like a person that's from the United States. And, I mean, it's really simple if you think of it in the sense of someone that's English, you know, not necessarily from the United States, but they live in an English-speaking country, but they speak more of what we would consider to be or they would consider to be proper English, you know, the proper pronunciation. But again, it's a certain muscle group. It's a certain way of speaking. It's a certain way of, you know, taking that information and then disseminating it out and sharing it with others. And like I said, the interesting thing about the conversation was, you know, most of us take things like that for granted. Why? Because we were born here. We were born in the United States. We were raised in the United States. You know, so we don't think of it that way. We don't think of it as difficult. But it's interesting, you know. I mean, again, back to those strengths, back to, you know, in some cases, the ignorance of people not being able to understand that not everybody's strength is the same and that each individual brings different, you know, different positives and negatives to the world, different negatives and positives to, you know, our surroundings. But each person has gifts to give, and that is something that is something we all need to really remember, you know, as we go through life, as we go to, you know, express to people certain things in our lives as we go through. But anyway, back to your heaven or your hell. Your heaven or your hell is basically a mindset. Everyone is set for success. Everyone has a mission in life, and that mission is, of course, to succeed. However, what most of us do is we sabotage that success. How do we sabotage that success? We allow negative people, we allow negative mindsets, we allow negative things into our lives, and then we basically take it home. You know, we don't let it go where it needs to go, in the garbage. We try to be something that we're not. We try to be leaders when we aren't leaders. We're naturally followers that want to be leaders because we want the perk. We want the position. We want the title. We want the power. We want the accolades from it. However, we're not the best fitted person or persons to actually take on these roles. So what are we really doing? We're really hurting the team. I mean, if you really want to find success, what do you need to do? You need to find a team that's looking for success and then find your particular niche, your strength, your ability within that team, and then do that to the best of your ability. And by doing that, what are you doing? You're making the whole team stronger. You're making the whole team better. You're making the whole team succeed at an even faster rate than possible. You know, as someone said to me recently, you know, not Michael Jordan, but Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson said, you know, on a championship team, everybody may not be the star, but everybody's a winner. And why are they a winner? They're a winner because they were on the team. They're a winner because they were part of what made Magic happen. They're part of what made that whole team become what it was to reach the goal and to, you know, achieve the accolades that it achieved. So there are many of us that instead of adding to the team, we drain from it. Why do we drain from it? Because we want to be the stars, yet we're not meant to be the stars. We don't have that quality, you know. Now, mind you, too, you have some stars that because of their egos, they also sabotage the team. And why do they have, do they sabotage this team? Because they're not playing as a team. They believe themselves to be stars, so believe themselves to be special, believe themselves to be privileged, believe themselves to be better than the whole. So they're not really adding to the team concept because they're not playing as a team, they're playing as individuals. And if they're playing as individuals, they are in essence hurting the overall team. So when I say your heaven or your hell, what I'm talking about is what role are you playing? What parts are you playing? How are you sabotaging the success of the teams that you play on? How are you not adding to the body of force that you should be adding to? And do you have these negative people around you that don't want the team to win because they're too wrapped up in trying to help themselves win? They're too wrapped up in not looking at the big picture. Again, you get someone like, again, Miss Fran. You get her together with somebody that adds to the team, adds to your team and your abilities to to become a greater person, to become a more powerful person, to become a greater speaker. You know, you take her ability to take your writings and your knowledge and turn it into something that you could use to better yourself and better those around you by sharing those gifts that you have, by giving you a better way, because she's sharing her gifts. Her gift is to make you a better orator. Her gift is to make you be able to take your extremely intelligent thoughts and extremely useful and purposeful information and put it in a format to where now that information can be shared with not just a few people, but with hundreds and thousands and maybe even millions of people over time, you know, so that you can put it into a book or so that you can put it into an audio or so that you can, you know, share that information, and anybody that hears it is going to grow from it. They're going to become better, not because, you know, you just want to sell a book, but they're going to become better because you are giving them tools. You are giving them keys. You are giving them the ability by sharing your knowledge with them for them to take themselves to that next and higher level. So, one, what do we need to do? We need to find a team. Two, we need to find a team that motivates us and that's going to help us to grow, to develop, and to become better, to become stronger, to actually share more of our gifts instead of taking away from it. We also need to realize that sometimes there's people that will come into our lives that are not positive. There are people that will come into our lives that just have to have the limelight at no matter what the cost is. And those are people you don't want to associate with. Those are people you don't want in your life. We also need to understand that none of us were put here to be subservient to anybody for any amount of time. Now, again, you're going to go through times and stages in your life where it's necessary, truly necessary, for you to work for someone else, all right, and do certain things. However, I've said this before, Blog Talk, that's not supposed to be forever. You know, a job is just supposed to be enough to get you to a certain point so you can move to this next stage in life. Your supervisor, your manager, your whatever the person is to you within the company that you may work for now, you know, your job isn't to serve them forever. Your job is to what? It's to grow. It's to develop. It's to move to the next level. It's to become more than you are. How do you become more than you are? You become more than you are by realizing that everyone is here for a purpose. And that purpose is to succeed and find your success and find the thing that you need to find so that you can grow and develop. Again, your job isn't to work for the government for 30, 40, 50 years. If that's what you choose, then that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but that means that there may be some other gifts that you are not sharing with somebody else, and you can do that and work for the government. There's nothing wrong with working for the government. However, what I'm saying is don't go and do 40 hours a week and then waste the other 72 hours of your week that you're not sleeping, okay? So if you work a 40-hour job, okay, then that means not counting the sleep hours that you need to survive, there's another 72 hours that you may not be using, another 72 hours that you may not be getting anything out of because you're not using them. So that means that that time is wasted, that time is unused. You know, don't get into the mindset, you know, because when you were a kid, mommy or daddy came home and they were tired, that when you come home from work or from doing your particular job or whatever, that you're supposed to be tired. Who said you're supposed to be tired? And what are you so tired from? You know, think about it. If you look back in the day, you know, and when I say back in the day, I'm talking about, you know, your parents' times. You know, the amount of hours that they worked and the types of work that they did were totally different. They were doing back-breaking labor. They were working 7 days a week. You know, they were working more than 8 hours a day, and the average human being is only working about 8 to 9 hours a day. So when they came home from being tired, they were not only tired because they had been working those hours, they were tired because they were doing back-breaking, labor-breaking work. It's kind of like, has anybody ever seen the Jetsons? If you ever look at the Jetsons, George does one thing at Spacely Sprockets. What's the one thing that George does? He pushes a button. George's whole life is geared to pushing a button. And George complains and moans and groans and chirps about what a slave driver Spacely is. But yet, what does George do all day? George pushes a button. So that button pushing is synonymous with what most of us do today. Again, compare to your ancestors and your ancestors' ancestors and your ancestors' ancestors' ancestors. You don't work. You know, you're not up like a farmer at 0:30 in the morning making sure that the seed is planted and it's watered and making sure that the pigs are fed and the hogs are fed and the horses and everything are taken care of. You're not changing shoes. You're not milking cows. Your labor is going to the refrigerator and pulling out the store-bought goods that you purchased already processed and ready to go. Now, I'm not saying that that food's the greatest food. However, the level of work and the level of effort that you've put in to get those groceries. You know, we're not hunting, you know, cow. We're not slaughtering it. We're not curing the meat. We're not doing any of those things that our ancestors had to do to survive nowadays. So it's just really interesting when you think of it. What are we really tired from? Now, our brain capacities have grown quite a lot, but again, what are we really tired from? So when you look at life and you look at it that way and you have an open mind and you're looking at things a little differently, it kind of helps you to see things a little differently. So understand that your heaven and your hell are your creations. Your life as it is today is part of your creation. You created this joy. You created this heaven. You created this hell. You created your happiness. All right, and I know a lot of people are like, I did not, and things didn't go right, and this happened and that happened. I understand that, but you put yourself in the position for those things to occur, for those things to happen. Let's be honest. Nobody forced you to marry a significant other. Nobody forced you to take the job that you have. What you need to do is force yourself to find the lesson in whatever it is that you chose, to find the lesson in whatever it is that you're doing so that you can learn from it and grow. It's really the key. That's really the number one thing that most of us need to do so that we can become better people, so that we can grow and develop. I'm constantly harping on people about reading. And if you don't like reading, you can go to the library. They have books on tape. There is a wealth of knowledge out there for you. You've got emails, you've got blog talk, you've got all of these different ways of finding stimulus that can help you grow, help you develop, and help you become a better person. You've got YouTube videos. There's YouTube videos out there with Earl Nightingale, you know, with all of these motivational speakers, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, all of these people that are sharing golden nuggets, and in some cases titanium of knowledge with you that you could take and incorporate into your day-to-day life, that you can make part of your knowledge and part of your learning. For those of you that are retired, there's a whole bunch of different people out there that could use your help, could use your mentoring, could use your guidance, all right? In some cases, if you don't feel you got anything to share, then there are people out there that would just like somebody to listen, and then you may learn something from them, because these are people that are retired, but they're more shut in. They don't get around like they used to. They're older. They don't have mobility. They may have handicaps, whole bunch of different things. Again, your opportunities to share opportunities are phenomenal, and your ability to learn and grow is infinite. All you have to do is decide that you want to learn, decide that you want to grow, decide that you want to be a part of something much bigger than you are today, that you want to step out of your limited mindset and into a much bigger world, that you want to grow, expand, all right? and explode with experiences and knowledge. And when I say experiences and knowledge, I'm talking about positive experiences, positive knowledge, positive things that you can not only learn but can actually use, put in practice, share with somebody else, help them grow, help them develop, help them get to the next level in their lives. Understand that givers gain. They truly do. Givers gain. Again, I have done 1,000 things. I may not see 1,000 rewards from those 1,000 things, but I've probably received 10,000 rewards from those 1,000 things. Why? Because they're things that I take for granted. They're things that I'm not paying attention to. That doesn't mean that they're not happening. Just because you don't see the success in your life doesn't mean that you don't have success in your life. Just because you don't see the rewards in what you've done doesn't mean that there aren't rewards in what you've done. So, ladies and gentlemen, every day is a beautiful day, and we need to be thankful for each and every day that we live on this earth. And understand that each day is a gift. Cherish that gift. Take care of that gift. Understand that there are people out there that don't have the opportunity that you have today, don't have the blessing that you have today. You may be in financial straits. You can fix that. Your health may be bad. You can work on that too. But understand that it all starts with you. It all starts with a positive action, positive thoughts, because guess what? The universe will conspire with you if you conspire with it. Success is coming. Okay, I was looking at a cartoon the other day, and it was a guy that has been digging a tunnel for 2 years looking for diamonds. And, you know, basically when he was like 5-10 feet, maybe less, from hitting the mother lode, he gave up. And right underneath him, you know, 20 feet down, was a guy that had not only dug 20 feet below him, but was actually had dug, you know, probably 5 feet more than him, and he had decided he wasn't going to quit. He was still going. Shots, what was he going to do? He was going to hit that gold mine of diamonds. He was going to hit that thing that's there. Also, for all of you evil people out there, remember, chances go round. Also, remember, what you do to others, somebody is probably going to do to you in spades. But anyway, for all of you positive people out there, don't try to get revenge. Don't take them home with you. You just do what you need to do, live your life the way you need to live it, and understand that life is with you. Blog Talk, thank you very much for listening to The Zurian Show, and everybody have a great and wonderful life. Take care.